You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm going well, thank you.
You recovered from Dennis Bovell yet?
Yeah, Monday my head was just ringing.
Wob, 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 wob.
Yeah, exactly like that. Right, now I'm going to be talking today about the science of thumbs, not what you think, not opposing thumbs or nothing like that.
Okay.
Toes of hands.
Now, toes of hands. It's true, kind of, yeah.
Now, quick exercise for everyone unless you're driving. Just do a quick thumbs up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, your thumb is either curved or straight.
Mine is curved. One is more curved than the other. One
How
is quite
curved are we talking?
Straight.
Yeah.
Yours are curved.
Okay, cool.
Yours are curved, Rob. We're all curved, thumbs up in here.
Right. Now, this determines your personality traits.
Oh, God. Get out of here.
This is all science.
Yes. I don't know.
Sure.
Correlation doesn't
science.
Mean cool.
Does having a curved thumb mean you're a really cool guy? Because there's three cool guys up in here.
Yeah. This was obviously done by a person with curvy thumbs.
Yeah.
Right, now. If you have a straight thumb, you're Hitler. No, you're not. Apparently, it reveals that you are likely, or not, quite stubborn and dominant.
Okay.
Rational and logical.
What?
Make a good leader.
Science Stella's brain is going,
exude authority. You're going to explode in a minute.
Yeah.
Good at analysing and making accurate observations about people around you. Or maybe not.
I like that qualifier.
Okay, now. If you have a curved thumb, your personality traits reveal that you are more likely an emotional and expressive individual. You tend to empathise a lot with others. You may also be quite curious and come up with unique solutions. Be artistic and creative, which is so good at me, and highly imaginative. And you usually make a good career in the fields of art, acting, self-expression, and
I wish you could have seen Rob's hand gesture for
really
that.
Expressive.
And adventure sports or not. You know, I love this. This
is like reading your horoscope in the paper.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's
that's
like,
exactly what I was going to say. This is just like horoscopes or star signs for me.
Yeah.
You can pick. There's a bit of us in both.
I was just thinking, like, you know, when you read it and you're like, oh my God, that's so true.
Well, that's what I was doing. I got sucked into this. I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm very.
I feel like that's so nasty to people with straight thumbs. It's like
you're
pretty logical and like you just make boring decisions.
Maybe people are like, you know, that's true. It's great, useful characteristics to have.
Yeah.
So I'm clutching onto that. If I forget horoscopes,
with
I just look at my
thumbs.
Because that's when you go, who's a cool guy? And then you just go like that with the thumbs.
Two thumbs
a cool
up.
Guy.
Well, I have got one that is practically straight and one that's curved. So that makes me special, I think.
Well,
Rob,
you're very special. So
thank
there you,
you
go. The science of thumbs. Now.
Science.
Science of thumbs.
Quote
the Guinness
marks.
World Record officially dubbed Pepper X as the world's hottest chili pepper.
Pepper X. Now that is a good, like, Spice Girl name or something, you know?
They did it earlier this year, but it only went public on October the 9th. I don't know why that was.
Embargoed pepper.
It has a rating of an average of 2.69 million Scoville heat units.
Scoville heat units?
On the SHU scale, naught is considered bland, and a regular jalapeno pepper registers at about 5,000 SHUs.
Wow.
For non-food...
a what pepper?
Jalapeno.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yes, carry on.
I did that on purpose. That is a Rickyism. I know it's not that, but to me, when I read it, that's what it says.
Yeah, fair.
For a non-food comparison, pepper spray is about 1.6 million and bear spray is about 2.2 million.
Oh, just thinking about bear spray just made me close my eyes.
It was
squinty.
Made from crossing a Carolina Reaper... Don't know what that sounds really awful.
Oh, it's a good name, that
and
one.
A
I feel like it's
mystery pepper.
Mystery pepper.
And a mystery pepper.
Wait, is the pepper called a mystery pepper, or is it like
no,
it's our secret sauce?
Pepper.
Right. Yeah, I see.
Now I love the quote for someone who tried one of these. They said, "I was feeling the heat for 3.5 hours, then the cramps came. Those cramps were horrible. I was laid out flat on a marble wall for an hour in the rain, groaning in pain."
birth.
Why would you do that?
A marble floor.
You know how there's those stupid videos, which I really hate, of like dudes wandering around being like, I'm going to try and order a coffee while I have period cramps. And it's like, just grow up. Like, you know, if someone says they've got period cramps, just assume believe it sucks, them. You know, and believe them. But this is giving the same energy as that's like, I was crying on the floor. It was sweating out of every pore.
Did you say it was raining?
No. Marble walk for an hour in the rain, groaning in pain.
I think you'd be relieved it was raining at that point if you were in that much pain from a chili.
Maybe if it rained milk, that would be better.
Yes.
Isn't that what
you do? I don't know why people put themselves through stuff like that. I mean, I can't handle anything hot.
Why is it that milk dampens down chili but water doesn't? What's the science there?
Something to do with like an enzyme or a protein or something.
If anyone knows, 5395, please.
So there you go. I thought it was two interesting things today. Yeah. All science.
Do you like spicy stuff, Stella?
I like it, you know, a medium amount of spice.
Medium spice.
I will order medium, but if you give me something really hot, it will be upsetting to me.
I'm pretty sure that the takeaway place I go to up the road, they have two types of medium. And when I order on the phone, it's always quite a lot hotter. And when I walk in and I ask for medium, it's always quite a lot cooler. They're like,
go figure.
I'm going to go down a notch for you. You think you can, but you can't. And they're usually right. I'm a bit of a wuss. You're definitely not a chili guy.
When I was traveling, someone said to me, when you go to a foreign country, always have like a chili because it will sort your stomach out. You won't get like stomach complaints.
So much
that.
Science this morning.
So I tried that and I went, it was when I was in Fiji and I got this little pepper and I thought, oh, that's all right. And I ate it. This was about 10 years ago. I think I can still taste it. Mm. It was horrific.
Oh, is it just thinking about it giving you shivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. You've picked us. Bit of Lover's Rock this morning, Rob.
I want this for everybody that was at Dennis Bovell Sunday night, and a couple of people really helped me out, and I can't remember his name, the geezer. It was either Henry or Harry, or it wasn't, and I'm really sorry. It was a long evening.
But what a lovely person he was.
This song for me was a game changer. I love reggae, but the first time I heard Lover's Rock, it pushed me into a certain musical direction. Thank you, Dennis.
Great choice, Rob. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Janet Kay with Silly Games. We will see you next week.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.